Blog Talk Radio.
Victoria, she made me do nothing more.
This morning, God is truly indeed good, and I am so happy that you all joined me on this morning. Sorry about this morning, oh my gosh, you guys, but I just wanted to drop on here just for a little bit, just to shed some light of encouragement, and just know that the battle is not yours, it belongs to the Lord. I mean, everything belongs to God, everything, and it's so amazing because as I was studying over this passage, and you know, we have studied it and we have quoted it, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15, when he told King Jehoshaphat, for the battle is not yours, it belongs to God. The battle is God. We sometimes, when we look at our faith, and we feel like, oh my God, is my faith being tested? But when you go back and start looking over some things that God has done for you, how he has slayed giants, how he has knocked people out, it just makes you, it really gives you a peace of mind. I know it gives me a peace of mind to let me know no matter what I go through, he is there with me. No matter what I can possibly say, I know God. If God is for me, who can be against me? For those who are new to my broadcast on this morning, it's Hope Victorious. I am the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious, Healing Oppressed People Eternal. I bless God for you joining on and every Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. PST time is 7 o'clock. CD time is 9 o'clock. So we just bless God for you on this morning. So I just wanted to just tell you all that I love you and I thank God for you always joining on each week. But on today, I'm like, Lord, it's like you always giving me scriptures, you know, to talk about that, the things that I may be going through myself, you know, just God, just fight this battle for me, fight this battle for me. And guess what? He's already fighting. It's already won. It's already done. And if you read that portion of a chapter in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, King Jehoshaphat got a word that they was coming to slay them. They was coming to kill them. And he is like, Lord, you know, you have given this to us. And I know, and I watched you see how you divided the Red Sea, just using my imagination. I know how we've seen you fight, but he did tell him, I've seen you fight over the years and slew giants. So I know what you can do here. So he called the fast to all people, to all Judah. He called the fast. And everybody went before the Lord, men, children, everybody went fasting before the Lord. And God told him, he said, you go up there, but you ain't even have to fight. And it's so crazy because God called you to do something, and we think that we got to physically fight that thing. No, our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God are pulling down the strongholds. No, it's not physical fight, it's spiritual fight. But guess who fought that fight for him? God did. And when, because he was obedient to the Lord. So when he went down there, when God told him to go, he went up and he didn't have to fight because guess what? They turned on each other. See, the enemy is friends to nobody and they will turn on each other. It's like they will turn on you. They will turn on each other. No loyalty, no nothing because they're evil. So they turned on each other and all his men were up there just looked and just when they got there like, oh my God, they fighting each other. Didn't have to lift a hand, but because they was obedient to God. God has called us to in obedience to him. And even when it feels like he's not fighting, even if it feels like that he's not moving, he is moving, y'all. He is fighting, guys. So just know that he is fighting even when we may not feel him, even though we may feel like, God, you know, I've been in this thing for a long time. Every time I turn around, there's an attack. Every time I turn around, this is going on. Will I ever get peace? Oh, yes, you will get peace. So you got to hold on and know that peace is coming. peace that passeth all understanding. Peace is coming your way. So it's okay if you feel like, oh, my God, and don't feel like you're crazy. And sometimes we don't even want to talk about it because it seems like it's just one attack after another, one attack after another. But just know that God is for you. Who could be against you? I love God because he's such an awesome God. And when you pray and you ask him, and when you pray and you just surrender yourself to God, he just opened up so many doors for you, doors of peace, doors of hope, doors of endurance, doors of, Lord, I got to allow temptation to get away from me because I'm being tempted. He gives you peace. He'll give you a way of escape because he's that kind of God. And sometimes because we feel like he's not moving and he's not fighting, we step in and we do things in our own way, in our own way, in our own way, because we feel like God is not doing it. But you just sit back and watch God fight that battle for you. Now, if you've already put it on the altar, you didn't already prayed about it, don't you know God has you? Don't you know he had already fought the fight? He didn't already did it. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about those casting calls. Don't worry about the directives, because, yeah, you will get it, and if it's not that, it's another great door. Don't worry about the house. Don't worry about the car. Don't worry about the bill, because he already fought that battle. He didn't already pay it. You're just waiting for those things to come to pass. You know, he didn't already did it. He didn't already gave you peace. Hallelujah. You just catching up for the manifestation of it, but you walk in it like you got it. And that's another thing. Sometimes we are so afraid to step out there into greatness because we feel like if we go out there, we're going to fail. Or because it's been so many closed doors on me, if I go out there again, what's going to happen, God? I know you're with me, but it don't seem like things is opening up for me. It don't seem like things is happening for me. And I'm praying, and I don't hear you, God. So, Lord, help me. Help me because I don't know what to do. Help me help myself, even though God believes in you, and he knows because he's equipped you for everything that you're going through. He already equipped you. Equipped you how to be a great mom, equipped you how to be a great dad, equipped you how to be a great aunt, a niece, a godmother, godfather. He didn't already equip you to be a good niece, nephew. He didn't already equip you to be good. But you just got to be good, and you got to believe it. And when you don't see things shifting, it really is shifting, y'all. It really is shifting. Even when you don't see things shifting, it's already shifted. It's already shifted. It's already been shifted. It's already shifted. So you don't have to worry about not being shifted. You ain't got to worry about being shifted because it's already done. But our job in the midst of the shift, in the midst of shifting, we got to know that God got us. We got to know that he's with us. So when the boat gets a little rocky, no matter which way it tilts, just know that it's not going to go over. And if it sway more to the right, it sway more to the left, you just hold on to the sides of the boat. But don't flip off the boat. Don't flip off. Because sometimes we'll flip off, saying, maybe I should just flip off and dive in. And God saying, no, you got to hold on and don't give up. Don't give up, because if you go in, you're going to die. And sometimes it's not always the physical death, but a spiritual death. Don't go in. Don't hold on to God. So you got to hold on even when you don't feel like holding on. You got to hold on even when you just think in your mind. Don't think of things like that. Hallelujah. Think good things. Think on these things. You think good things about yourself. You think good things about the Lord. Hallelujah. God is so faithful. He is so good, y'all. And I just love him because he's all that. He is all of that. He's all of that. And you know what? Also a portion of the scripture that King Jehoshaphat was upset because the same people who were turning against them, the same people that he spared them and never came up against them, and then this is the return that you would do for me, come against me. And I know that that's a hurt piece because sometimes we have helped so many people and they turn around and turn on you like you did something wrong to them. And that's a hurt place to be. I'm helping you and you turn on me. Why are you turning on me? And I was just helping you. I helped you, and then you turn on me. Now you the enemy against me? But let me tell you, God will fight that battle for you too. He will heal your broken heart, and he will do that. He will do that for you. So you just keep doing good in the midst of being weary. So keep doing good in the midst of being weary because God got it. God got you. He already fought it. He had already fought the fight. He had already did it. When Paul, before he died, he said, I fought a good fight. Isn't that something, how to leave this earth to my, you fought a good fight? Hallelujah. God is so faithful. So hold on and know that the battle is not yours. It belongs to God. I lay everything before God. Even when I don't see him moving, I know he's moving. Why? Because he got me at his best interest at heart. It's one person I know got his best interest, and that's God. Because God will always show up. He will always show up and show out and let you know that he is God. And sometimes when things is missed, in the shift, and it's in the midst of the shift, we just get so wavery because we don't know. And being in the shift, when you shift yourself, you don't know what to do. Like when you shift gears in a car, you're going to go forward, you're going to go back. You're going to get jolted going back, you're jolted going forward. You don't know which way. But what you do know, whichever direction is shifted in, you go with the flow because you got to go with the flow of things. Because imagine being in the car and it's shifting, you put it in reverse and you try to go forward. What you think you're going to do while you're trying to go forward? You ain't looking at going backwards, even though it's in shift to go backwards. You're looking forward. So you put your feet on the gas and accelerate. You're going to wind up crashing into something that you didn't even see because you was looking, you put the car in reverse, but you're looking forward and pressing your foot on the gas. So what you think is going to happen? Hallelujah. The same thing is if you put it, the car moving forward, to go forward, put it in drive, you're going forward, but you're looking backwards. It's nothing back there because God has shifted you forward. So you're going to wind up crashing. So just know that whatever God reverses you, whatever he reverses you, when he starts reversing your life, and I know that he's already shifting some folk that's on here and the folk that have been shifted, you pray for those who's going through a shift. Hallelujah. Because I'm talking about when God shifts you, it's a good shift. So no matter which way that you're going, make sure going with the flow of the traffic, the flow of not even traffic, hallelujah, because you can get caught up in some folks. God, how he's moving you, how he's shifting you, how he's pushing you where you need to be. If he put it in drive for you to go forward, go forward. Don't look back. If he put the car in reverse to go back some, to go back, don't look forward. You just slide back because, see, when you slide back, he maneuvering, like maneuvering traffic. When you come out of a parking space and he put the car in reverse and you looking back to go back, but then you put in drive to shift you to go forward. Because sometimes it may feel like you're taking a couple steps back in life, going backwards, but really God is pushing you forward. Just like Joseph thought that when he went to the pit, that was the end for him. No, it wasn't the end. That was just the beginning because God put him there, I believe, a resting place until God shifted some stuff. When he was ready for him, then he moved. Hallelujah. See, you got to catch up. We got to catch up with God. Catch up with God the way he's thinking. So don't think because you feel like you're in a pit. Don't think because you feel like darts is flying at you that God don't have you. Because guess what? Did any of them land? Mm-mm, it didn't land. Because he's going to protect you. For the battle is not yours. It belongs to God. Leave that on the table. Leave that at the door. Leave that outside somewhere. Like my son always say, that negative energy, Mom. Oh, he cracked me up with that. He don't like no flow. He don't like no negative energy. He don't like none of that stuff. He is like, all that negative energy, Mom. But I'm just saying, leave that outside. Leave that somewhere. Hallelujah. Good, and he is so faithful. Before my broadcast ends on the day, you guys, I'll see you all. I'll see you all. I'll post. Because I'll post. Mm-hmm. Amen. So I just want to say, be encouraged. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares for you. Know that he is on your side. Know that he's a rejuvenator. Know that he's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. And I want to remember my spiritual mother's husband, his family, Brother Moore. Remember them and keep them in your prayers. Remember my dear friends, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson, the loss of their brother Chris. We continue to pray for them and continue to pray for those who have gone wayward. People have gone in a different direction. Pray for those they will get back on track and get refocused. Pray for just this everybody, this whole world, the things that we're going through. Hallelujah. Pray for, you know, your family members, other than just praying for ourselves and God, God, can we have, give me. Let's just pray and ask God, you know, to just set the captive free. Some of us is in slavery to our own way of thoughts, our own way of thinking. We enslaved to our own thoughts. We enslaved y'all sometimes to our own thoughts. Hallelujah. Enslavement was abolished, and we are still in slavery to our own thoughts. And even when people may make you try to feel like you were slavery, no, you're not. Hallelujah. Who the Son set free is free indeed. The Son is Jesus Christ, and he set me free. Hallelujah. You ain't bound to nobody. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. God, I adore you. God, I worship you. Lift up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. God, I come before you on today, God, for the wayward heart, Father, for the wayward spirit, God. God, I ask that you will move like never before, God. Go before the bereaved, Father, families, Father God, Brother Moore, Father God, and Sister Moore, and also, Father God, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson, Father God. Go before the entire family, Wilson family. God, we do thank you, God, send comfort, God, send strength, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you on today. I pray that you would touch Sister Simone that may be on this call, Father God. Touch her heart, God, for the loss of her sister, God. Mend her broken heart back together again, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. God, I glorify you. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord, you are faithful and you're worthy. For the battle is not ours, but the battle belongs to you. God, I thank you for being faithful, even when we're not faithful. Even when, Father God, we turn our back on you, God. But, God, you still bless. You still embrace. You still encourage us. You still push us forward. We thank you for greatness on today, God. We thank you for greatness on today, God. We thank you for planting our feet on solid ground, Father God. We thank you for greatness, God. I thank you for my blessing and came out to spend time with us, God. God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch his family, Lord God. Oh, God, I worship you. But, Lord, most of all, I thank you for your son, Jesus, down the cross for our sins. You said in our mouth that thou shalt confess with our Lord, the Lord, or confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved and touch my family, God, and my mother and all my family members, God, and my children. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. God bless you all. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he didn't already fix it. Know that when somebody tell you that you're not a good mother, you are a good mother. Don't let nobody tell you what you're not, because you know what you are. You got to believe that thing and know you have given your kids the best you could possibly give them. And when they get a certain age, we just got to believe God, whatever we gave them, it's in them. Mm-hmm. And it's going to spring up. But God got them too. It's already fixed. God has already got them. It's already done. The direction of their life is done. Woo, God has already fixed it. He has already worked it out for your son and daughter. Hallelujah. Believe that. Believe for God for jobs. Believe that. Hallelujah, God. Glory be to God. Now, I also have to pray for Sister Audrey Hill on today and her family. Hallelujah, God. Glory be to God. When I tell you he's faithful, y'all, I just love him so. Oh, yes, I do. Hallelujah. And I pray that you all have a wonderful day. I thank you all for being with me on today. Just look forward to some posts, some pop-ups that I'll be doing. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. And know that God loves you. Hope in God. And know that you are victorious. God bless you.